Brad Gray is joining us from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Ben, and to all of your listeners.
It's all happening. We've learnt this morning, Brave Smash, they're a bit apprehensive about running on a firm track. I guess in some way there might be a few showers around later that might, you know, make their decision, but it just appears they're a bit wary about running tomorrow if the track is reasonably firm.
Yeah, you'd expect it to come up firm. I was having a quick squeeze then at the weather report, and there was a little bit of a chance have a shower tomorrow, but yeah, you'd be pretty confident that it'd still be in the good range, even if we did get a little drop of rain, given the way the track is at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Just the way it pulled up sore across the back out of the TJ Smith, so that's making them even more guarded about the prospect of a similar track tomorrow. All right, let's start your fancies. I know you'll be back in roughly half an hour with the legs of the quaddie, but we're starting tomorrow in race five, away from the quaddie.
Yep, race five. We're hitching the wagon to Gerald Ryan a little bit tomorrow. A couple of his runners figure in the tips here. The first of those is Problem Solver, race five. She's a really consistent filly this one. She hasn't finished worse than second in her seven career runs. Only one of those was a win with 6 seconds, but I can't be too harsh judging her off that. She's certainly got nothing to do with her lack of desire. She's a real trier, and I thought she was outstanding when running a narrow second to Hootson in the PJ Bell last start. She was wide the trip, but still boxed on to just missing a driving finish. Now, Manicure is in this race too, but that filly had her back there and they dead-heated for second. So my line of thinking is she couldn't beat her under those circumstances. It leaves you wondering how she'll beat her here. The blinkers come off Problem Solver out to the 1,400 metres just to help her relax and get the trip. And her second prior to that run behind Hootson was a very good second at Canterbury behind one of the more exciting three-year-olds in the Godolphin Yard, Deprive. He's a really nice horse himself, but she's so honest. She puts herself right there, and it's hard to see her not running in the top three at the each-way price on offer, Andrew.
Yeah, $5 right now. We spoke to Gerald back on Tuesday. He said blinkers off. That will really get the horse to relax to get to 1,400. And Gerald will join us tomorrow morning after 7 as well for a further update. So that's Problem Solver at $5. You're liking Gerald tomorrow, particularly in the all-aged as well.
Yeah, I think he'll be taking it out. Trapeze Artist, I know he's a little bit maligned. He got a bit of a bad rap for being inconsistent, but I think it's a little bit unfair when you look through his form. I know 4 of his 5 wins have been at double-figure odds, which I guess goes some way to explaining why pundits believe there's 2 of him at times. But his form this time has been really true. He won the Expressway first up, of course, before running 4th in the Hobartville and then 3rd in the Randwick Innies. Now, this is a really strong crop of 3-year-olds at the moment. We've seen what Kemantari has done since against the older horses, and the same can be said for D'Argento. So the 3-year-olds, historically, have a very good record in this race due to the all-age. They've won 3 of the past 6. That's Atlantic Jewel, All Too Hard, and English. Now, it goes without saying that Trapeze Artist was outstanding in the TJ Smith. He beat what is the country's benchmark sprinter at the moment in Redsoil. They went to a new peak there. And interesting to hear, Gerald Ryan, I'm sure he's probably going to say it on your show too, Andrew, that since it's probably a bit of a bonus, I guess you could say, that he won the all-age because this is, well, won the TJ going into the all-age because this was always the target. So he's collected that on the way through. And I'd love to see him. I know there's a bit of chatter, but I'd love to see him lining up in an Everest in 6 months' time.
Yeah, there's certainly people are starting to talk about it. I think, will the slot owners go early or will they want to wait? It'll be interesting if Trapeze Artist wins tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting, isn't it? There's obviously a little bit going on behind the scenes. You try and find out little bits and pieces, but all these slot holders like to keep their cards very close to their chest, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do. Hey, one horse that I fancy tomorrow, so you're joining in, that gives me a bit more confidence, is a horse getting back to its preferred trip of 2,000.
Yeah, he's such a ripper, this horse, isn't he? I beat them in race 8. He was really brave in the Doncaster Mile last day. He ran 3rd there behind Happy Clapper, but Cabar letting punters on, the $4.20, I think, is a reasonable quote. Doncaster form generally doesn't need franking. It's a Doncaster after all, but it's worth mentioning the Happy Clapper and Coming Through, who ran 1-2 there, both run really well since in the Queen Elizabeth behind Winks. He goes from the bottom of the weights in the Donny to the top weight here with 58, but he drops back in grade a couple of cogs and gets out to his pet trip, as you kind of mentioned there, of 2,000 metres, and you know exactly what you're going to get from this horse. Adam Moronimus knows him really well. He'll work across from the wide draw and put the pedal down just as they enter the home straight. I actually really like the wide draw for this horse because he can roll through his gears and build his momentum. We know he's a momentum horse, so he's rock hard fit now, and it'll be Catch Me If You Can. I don't think they will.
Currently looking and beats him $4.20. is where we are right now with tab.com.au. So the 3 for Brad, race 5, number 7, Problem Solver at $5. Race 7, number 10, Trapeze Artist, $2.25 right now. And our Beats 'em, race 8, number 1, at $4.20. Brad, we'll hear you back in just under half an hour with Simon Dinopoulos looking at the legs of the quaddy tomorrow. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray there from Racing New South Wales. Just a couple of other quick snippets. Lavendi, the Derby winner, undergoes that bone chip operation today. So we'll get some news on that early part of next week. We mentioned Lindsay Park earlier with Regan Bayliss. They've booked Blake Shin to ride Catchy in the Group 1 Sangster in Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time. And the build-up is there for Hawkesbury, the big standalone tomorrow week, the TAB standalone Saturday. We can tell you that I am excited for David Pfeiffer, is a horse that's come through really well. Which way they go? Maybe it's Brisbane. They're looking at the Victory Stakes, so we'll wait and see what happens there with I Am Excited. But Hawkesbury, there's going to be a lot of horses nominated for that meeting coming up tomorrow week.